Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2021. With all the fear-mongering going on in today's world, these particular readings offer a good opportunity to take courage. But before looking at them, let's look back at some fearful times in more recent history. Upon his 1933 inauguration as president of the Depression-afflicted United States, Franklin D. Roosevelt encouraged the nation, saying, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." 15 years later, in his essay On Living in an Atomic Age, C.S. Lewis wrote, "If we are all going to be destroyed by an atomic bomb, let that bomb find us doing sensible and human things, praying, working, teaching, reading, listening to music, bathing the children, not huddled together like frightened sheep and thinking about death." A couple months ago, while America left its war in Afghanistan behind, one of our Afghan allies, who was also left behind, as he was being hunted by the Taliban and realizing he had nothing left to lose, wrote, "I know that I'm going to get killed. The good thing is that I'm not going to die for a bad thing. I'm going to die for a good thing. What I did, I will never regret. I will never regret it because I have tried to help people." Now flash back 2,000 years. In an era when being blind was a fate as inescapable as death, a blind man named Bartimaeus survived by begging for the mercy of passers-by. One day, one of those passers-by was a miracle worker Bartimaeus had heard of. With nothing left to lose, he called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Hearing that call, Jesus told the people around him to bring Bart over. "Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you," they told him. He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. "Master, I want to see," came the reply. And Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. That was from our gospel reading from Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. We don't know where Jesus led Bartimaeus, but it's clear to see that in each of the examples of courage that I cited, faith's leadership into courage came from fellow fear-facers. Jesus was an early icon of courage, but even he was leading the way as part of an ancient tradition started by the same Holy Spirit that led the Israelites out of fear's slavery and whose words continue to speak to the human race. Sunday's first reading from Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 7 to 9, delivers those words to give 21st centurions courage. Quote, "They departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water on a level road so that none shall stumble." Unquote. Old Testament mythology? Not if we live those words as Jesus and future profilers of courage did, like FDR, C.S. Lewis, and even that Afghani freedom lover. After all, as Paul told the Hebrews via the letter serving as Sunday's second reading, quote, "Every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, for he himself is beset by weakness. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God." Unquote. That was from the letter to Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. It shows that courage is a divine calling. And as John F. Kennedy wrote in his Profiles in Courage, quote, "It is an opportunity that sooner or later is presented to us all." For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.